From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Today, Governor Brian Kemp will address a joint session of the General Assembly in his first State of the State address. He's expected to echo many of his comments from yesterday's annual Eggs and Issues Breakfast before the Georgia Chamber in Atlanta. During those remarks, Kemp hinted at what he called historic pay raises coming for teachers. Kemp also talked about funding for school safety and security and mental health counselors for schools. We're going to bring you the State of the State address live starting at 11 a.m. right here on 88.5 and gpbnews.org, where we are streaming. A Metro Atlanta man is in custody this morning after federal agents say he was planning to attack the White House with explosives. GPB's Taylor Gant has more on last night's arrest.
21-year-old Hasher Taheb of Cumming was arrested in Gwinnett County during an FBI sting after he traded his car for weapons. Officials say Taheb planned to use an improvised explosive device and an anti-tank rocket to attack the White House and other targets of opportunity. According to the FBI, police received a tip from a resident in March about Taheb's activities. The agency says the investigation is still active, but they believe he was working alone and doesn't appear to have ties to any terrorist group. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
As the government shutdown stretches on, it may begin to affect how communities are able to help victims of sexual assault, as GPB's Grant Blankenship reports.
The over $3 billion the Department of Justice sets aside for victim advocacy is the largest source of money to support women who have been victims of sexual assault. And should the shutdown last past Friday, that money will not be available, which could mean women's advocates may have to make some tough decisions. Dee Sims is the director of the Crisis Line and Safe House in Macon. She says the safe house will stay open, but victim advocates may be furloughed.
You're talking about someone that is there during the rape collection of evidence. Someone is there that to hold their hand, to explain to them their rights.
Money under the 15-year-old Violence Against Women Act is the other major source of funds to help sexual violence victims. The last Congress did not reauthorize that money in 2018. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
An out-of-service MARTA train is still blocking service to Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport until later this morning. MARTA officials say that the train got stuck on the northbound tracks at the airport on Tuesday night. WSB reports that a crane will arrive this morning to lift the derailed cars off the track. Bus shuttle service is being provided for riders between the College Park Station and the airport. For more news, visit us at gpbnews.org.